Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the February edition of Addicts Live. Joining the broadcast this week, as always, myself. I am Alyssa, your fearless dictator. And we have the one, the only Wookiee, a.k.a. Joe.
Hi. This is my superhero mask. Puzzle.
Wrong event, dude. Wrong event.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
And we have Patrick, a.k.a. Cranky Old Guy, a.k.a.
with the Osaka flu.
So how is everyone doing this week? We're all good?
Other than the Osaka flu, I'm fine.
Yeah. Yes. Patrick has come down with a case of Osaka flu. We are all knee deep in, I guess I should say, airline deep, air sickness bag deep. I don't want to go that far. In the around the world update, I think most of us are just happy that EA has given us something to do because it's been a very slow January. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But the other thing that's going on this weekend is tomorrow, Sunday, is Super Bowl Sunday.
I do like the robot. I like the dancing robot. I got to confess.
I like Cletus a lot.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah.
So in the post down below here, there is a poll that we want to get your guys' input on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl tomorrow. Or, you can tell us you have no idea what a Super Bowl is. And then at the end of the show, we'll share your results and give our own predictions. Because I'm still trying to make up my mind. So please participate in the poll. And as always, this is meant to be interactive. So ask away, comment away, do all kinds of crazy things in the comments below. Just keep it PG because I don't want to have to moderate. Let's get into it. So the Around the World event, what are your initial thoughts, boys?
Who goes first? Okay.
I don't care. Well, we're both boys. Well, she said boys, and you're closer to being a boy than I am. So. several years away.
Like, who are we making fun of? Me or you? Really?
that could be sliding into my second childhood. That's the whole
thing. I know. What is this bowl and why is it so super? But no, around the world. I mean, I don't know where my wizard hat is, but prognostications with Wookstradamus. That's right, friends. I basically called this in some way, shape, or form. And it's awesome. You get France, you get spoilers, but look at the dabgum like splash screen Japan, and then we're going to get Brazil. And it's fun. And so much new stuff to find a home for. And yeah.
Oh, my brain's not working. When you said Brazil, I instantly thought of wax. No, we don't want to go there. We're hoping that that's not going to be a task of any kind. So.
Patrick, this is a PG show.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, it's PG as long as – I don't know. Never mind.
Well, there is a character that I'm sure will have you being all sorts of inappropriate. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Because the way Brazil does their Sesame Street's a little different.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yikes.
And before this, too, we had the Lunar New Year, so we had a little bit of China in the process with a very appropriate Great Wall added, although if you listen to what I told you all not to buy it. So hopefully many of you listened because it's kind of a
lot. Lots of Chinese junk. Lots of Chinese junk. And now there's France junk, but not the ship. No ships for you. Just junk. Wait for the Japanese junk.
I'm glad that we have something finally because people were a little hair triggerish in comments I don't remember what I said, but boy, I got somebody really going because it seemed like I was making fun of Chinese New Year. It's like, no, I was making fun of all New Years, all of them, every one of them. There's too many of them. So yeah, I'm glad that the world around the world thing's happening. It's kind of fun, actually.
And it's, you know, it's quite popular just based on the sheer number of comments we moderate on a day-to-day basis, where I can leave my office, come home an hour later, look at the comments, and there's like 85 comments waiting for
hanging out. Yes, some of that has to be attributed to EA's wonderful never bug-free updates. I thought that was that was pretty fascinating, the way it worked for 2 minutes, then it was 20 minutes, then it was back, then it was on, then it was off. I mean, it was, yeah, they finally figured it out, but whatever. It's good. I mean, the fact is, you can get it done no matter what. You can get it done.
It does seem like they fixed a couple things. I mean, Steve O'Mac says that they reused the same darn crafting system that he's tired of, which I kind of agree. I'm a little tired of the crafting. At least that system, anyway.
Okay, I mean, my general feeling on crafting is that you could replace a couple letters and it would be more appropriate to what it is. Because it's most of the stuff's just clutter or crap. You know, most of it I just wouldn't use. I don't want it. I don't care. I don't want to have 10 of everything. So I kind of level up until I get to where I see something I actually want. Sorry, I got the frog thing happening again.
Osaka
flu. Anyway. Yeah, I mean, there's only a couple things I'm even interested in crafting in the entire thing, to be honest with you. But I'm cranky, and I'm old, and I've got a cluttery Springfield already.
I like the crafting items, but I agree. There's nothing – I don't think – I'd have to look at it again, but there's nothing there that is so unique and so critical to the show that you have to get it. You'll see, I've got where did that come from's coming, and you'll see there's the big items, which I'll have an origin for, and then like in parentheses, it'll be like, and this, and this, and this, which are crafting items.
Which are little blip items.
Yeah, I mean, the little blip items are kind of fun. I mean, like the little bicycle and the sidecar motorcycle, they're kind of fun. They don't do anything. They just sit there. They're decorations. So it's kind of where you put them. It ends up being the deal. Today, I had to say, though, I actually finally got the first thing that intrigued me, and it may be that I've forgotten it was offered before, but the Sugarloaf Mountain, is that a repeat?
That's new. No, that's a new item. This event.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they've decided to keep me on my toes because every other day something new will be hitting the game, either new premium, it's premium stuff, guys. It's not like, oh, this is new free. Either a new premium item or a returning premium item. And then they've got events inside events inside events. So you've got, last week we had the Super Bowl tie-in hit, which we thought, you know, we kind of discussed that last month that we thought we'd see something for that. So that hit within this event. And then next week, you know, spoiler alert, Valentine's Day is coming in about a week and a couple days. So we'll very well likely, actually, I think I've already put this in a post, but we will see a Valentine's Day mini event inside this event, which is mostly just going to be stuff to buy.
Save your donuts is what you're saying on some level.
Well, yes and no.
Can I just point out, though, somewhere we have to just acknowledge that whoever does the pricing on this stuff is drunk. They're either drunk or loaded or something. Because I just looked at the same thing. I just looked at the screen. For 30 donuts, you can get a stack of barrels. Or for 100 donuts, you can get this cool Sugarloaf Mountain thing with a really? 30 donuts for a stack of barrels?
I will tell you, Pat, you can go in my town and see this, but the tram is not very long. It's like this long, and it just kind of goes real quick back and forth. It does move.
It just depends on how close you are to it could be that big. No, that's okay. It's still something that's substantial compared to a stack of barrels for 30 donuts.
Well, I mean, that's their way of saying, hey, you missed this event. You want this stuff? Well, here you go, but you're going to pay for it. Sorry.
A stack of barrels.
I actually think due to the rules of arbitrary Scientology, there's some sort of formula.
Oh, here we go again.
For pricey items. Okay, I'm done.
Probably. Very well possibly. We're going to get a letter for that, Joe. Two episodes in a row, we're going to get a letter.
Hey, it's about time they communicate with us.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts? You know, we've seen they made a couple changes to things with this event. One, there's still a mystery box, which is the dreaded Easter wheel, just in a different form. However, this particular mystery box is completely free. You're going to get one a day. You know, you might not get everything in it, but it doesn't seem like there's a ton of stuff in there. So it's tied to the daily challenge, which I like this better than a premium mystery box. You know, I thought this was a nice little thing to kind of get you incentivized to do your daily challenges every day. You know, you're three, and then you get a prize.
You're talking about the suitcase opening thing where you do.
Yeah, the Norbert's task, the lost luggage mystery box. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's a mystery box.
Yeah, but I mean the difference I think is that everything you get is kind of cool. I mean, I think the three things I've gotten so far is a free land tile, which I desperately needed, the terminal expansion, and a runway piece. That's not bad. I mean, it's free. Who cares? I mean, okay. You're not having to actually work at it. So it's cool. It's a bonus. I look at it as a bonus, not a wheel. A bonus.
So it's the Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, kind of.
Instead of the Wheel of Misfortune?
The other one was more wheely. The one but in Christmas was more wheely. I didn't like it as much. I didn't even try.
It was more wheely. I like that.
I like the fact you've got your computer on your knees. Every time you laugh, you bounce up and down. This is cool.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just going to join. We'll just do this from now on, just to join.
It's the only quiet place in the house. Like.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know what's in my coffee. Too much.
You know, since you brought it up, too, I mean, let's talk about those land tiles. I mean, I think that's a really nice prize for them to do because there's some land that, I mean, I think somebody said, with this event, they released two strips of land to the far end of Springfield, directly opposite from the ocean. They released one strip of land at the bottom of Springfield, which is directly opposite from the mountain. And then they released a new strip of ocean, which a lot of people have been desperately asking for, from Springfield all the way up to Springfield Heights, the ocean strip. So somebody said that cost $60 million in-game dollars, which is a lot of in-game dollars to spend. So I think these land tiles, in my own personal opinion, I think they're great. I mean, it's a great prize to get because you can, you know, use it, you save it. You know, I've used it for the tiles that are that's like, if you look at my town, you'll see I've got like some weird patches. I've used it for the ones that were like 2.5 million, 2.7 million.
No, exactly. You know, I actually was desperate because I had a whole new monorail system I wanted to run that goes completely around the perimeter. And to do that, there was three tiles that totaled, I don't know, $7 million between the three. And I got three of those freebies and used them all. And I was like, I was overjoyed. EA's back on my Christmas card list again. Thanks, EA.
I had enough money to buy all of it, so I've got two land tiles just sitting in my inventory.
See, and that's what a lot of players did instead of just waiting. Because you don't need all the land right now. Yeah. Do you need all the land right now?
No, I got loads of land. I got loads of land that hasn't been purchased. The part of the problem I have is that I admit readily I'm not like some people, and I could name like five players off the top of my head, that constantly have their people working and earning. I just don't. Unless I need it, I don't want to be bothered with having to, you know, set the timer, go and clear it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm kind of always a little skinny on cash. I use it when I need it. So $3.
I bought everything.
Did I tell you that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I wish I had all the real money. That's fake money. I could pay for their wedding if I had all that real money. I bought all the land and I still have $80 million like left. So,
wow. I think the most I've ever had at any one time is like $12 million. I think, and I blew through that with land pretty quick one time.
Once I get to 30, I kind of just stop grinding at all. I mean, actually, really, once I get to 20, I stop grinding. I like to have like 20, at least 20, but then I just kind of accumulate. So I think I'm at 31, 32 without really doing much. But I don't need the land. I mean, I'll buy the land because I'm OCD and I want my, you know, certain things I want to be on the far edge of town. But I'm one of those rare people that don't need the land because I don't put everything. I have everything, but I don't put everything out because there's a lot of stuff I just think, like the Orphan Alley from Superheroes. I don't feel like that fits my. To me, it seems dumb to put out. I know some of you have that out. To me, I just feel like, you know, I don't need that in my Springfield.
So I just bought land. I just cleaned a bunch of land, and now I'm back up to $300,000. So yeah, I ran that pretty tight. Pretty down.
Sorry, guys. I'm looking. Somebody asked a question. I'm trying to figure out what they're talking about. sorry. So, Big Phil wants to know what are our thoughts on the level up crafting that we seem to get every event? I really don't like it. I want to return to the old system of crafting whatever we want without being forced to craft multiple items we probably don't want just to reach the ones we do.
You don't have to craft if you don't want to. You just level up.
Yeah, I think just level up.
Well, don't they just want like where you could buy everything right from go?
Yeah, but I think in the past when we've had those kind of events, stuff expired. Like it was, you know, X, Y, and Z was available for the first act, and then that stuff left.
Right.
And a lot of people complained that they didn't have it then. So it's kind of this delicate balance where either they have everything unlocked at once. I think the purpose is of the leveling up. I mean, I'm not a big fan of it, but I think the purpose is to kind of keep you engaged in the game and keep you grinding and keep you, the more you go into the game, the better it is for them. The more they can say, hey, look how good our game's, look at the hours we're doing, all this stuff. So I think the purpose is really for them just to keep you grinding, keep you working, give you a goal to hit. Even after you've exceeded the act prizes, you know, they still want you to have a purpose to log in every day.
There's another element too here that's interesting on this one, in that the leveling up is really all tied around your neighbor interaction. I mean, you're only going to earn those credits if you're clearing neighbors and clearing your whatever. So you really do need to get that going. And then you throw in the Osaka flu, and it's like they're really trying to prompt this neighbor thing, or as you insinuated, I think in a text, they may be tracking our neighbor. I just hope they don't make us have visas to come back and forth. But I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
I honestly think that the Osaka flu, I'm just not even going to touch that with a 10-foot or 40-foot.
It's the flu. It's all the flu.
I do think that the Osaka flu is a way for EA to see how everyone is connected in one way or another, almost like the, what is it, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? You know, kind of to see how many people you have to go to for it to spread everywhere. So I think what they did was they started this out giving it to like a handful of tappers, probably more than a handful, but, and they want to see how far it can spread and change. Because there really is no guaranteed way to give it to a neighbor either. Like you can't, and I have a lot of people asking me about this. You know, I want to have a friends list where I can, you know, say I want the Osaka flu and have someone give it to me. You can't just give it to someone. There's no, there's no like, give this person Osaka flu button. You know, it just, it randomly happens. You know, my A game, I got it on the first day, and my B game, I didn't get it until I think yesterday.
Well, plus, there's no, even the infection thing is pretty funny to watch. I sat and watched the cloud follow around one of the tourists, and I thought, this is it. I'm going to watch a tourist get infected. And then the tourist walked. He walked right through the cloud of germs, and nothing happened. So I was like, oh. So I don't know how it works. I don't know when it happens. So.
Sorry, I'm just reading.
I'm getting
reading comments and I get distracted. I mean, I'm listening as well, but All right, let's kind of jump away from this for a minute because we're only a week into, not even a week into this event, so there's not a whole lot to talk about it. But
right,
you know, some people were asking for some mild teasers, mild spoilers, at least based on the characters that you see in the character collection box, because you know that's a good way to see what's coming ahead. You know, what to anticipate, what might be coming into a future act. So I know that when Homer the Heretic hit, I know that a lot of people use that to kind of say, "Hey, Rabbi K is coming." So if you look in those character collection box, you'll see a few characters that are in there. One of them is Norbert. Yes, at the very end, we will be getting Norbert, similar to how we got Cecil for Terwilligers. But there's some other things in there. You know, you've got Mr. Sparkle in there. I'm trying to read my notes. Ronaldo, sumo wrestler. There's a lot of different characters. Almost all of those characters, I will tell you, are prizes. A few of them. Mr. Sparkle is a character that's coming with Japan. You can see it in the character collection box. That is also a prize. Diabetto, which I think, Joe, you talked about her in...
I'm
thinking of Family Guy.
Diabetto was Diabetti's Italian cousin, right?
You know
that's
what I meant.
Nice. Anyway, yeah.
Sorry, Joe.
It's okay. But yeah, that was my my hint at Gluttonous Gal, the first thing I thought of. And then, of course, we also thought Sarah Wiggum, but now I'm like worried that it was Diabetti and we're not getting Sarah Wiggum.
We're not getting Sarah Wiggum. Not with this event. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
Like, bring it premium, EA. Like, I don't know. Blah.
It is weird to me that they can have this. We're almost, you know, going into 4 years now, and there's still loads of people that they haven't given their spouses to. It's weird. It's a very odd deal. They should have hooked that up a long time ago, I think. But
well, it's,
I'm a romantic, I guess. I don't know.
I'm surprised she's not in the game and she's not coming in the game. Because Diabetti, not Diabetto, is not, Diabetti's gonna be a premium character. I don't know that as many people will spend donuts for her as they would for Sarah Wiggum. Does that make sense?
It's ironic you have to spend donuts to get diabetes. It seems like that should be automatic by itself. You eat the donuts, you get diabetes.
Yeah, so I mean, I think they're kind of missing the mark with that one. I do think that they need to bring Sarah into the game, especially because a lot of us have been asking for her for 4 years now. 2017 already, so yeah, four years.
It took them 2 years to get, or 2.5, almost 3 years to give us Maggie, so.
Yes, but they were way quicker on giving us Frankie Kelly, so they're
fine. This is true.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who voices Diabetti? Would that be? Does she have a voice?
You have to ask Joe. I don't know who voices her.
I'm not. That one's pretty obscured. I'll look it up.
I mean, I'm just wondering if it'll be a voiced character. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I can check the audio.
I'm on it. Stand by. Keep talking. I'll let you know.
So, while we're still on the topic of this event and everything, Steve O'Max wants to explain the infection severity thing for Osaka flu. So, Steve, I did a detailed post on the Osaka flu. The infection severity is that the percentage or is that the there's two different things going. There's a percentage of the world that's infected, meaning that's a percentage of tappers, in theory, because we don't really know if that's an accurate number because EA's done that a few times, throwing out these percentages and they're not necessarily correct. So that's one rate. And then the other one is your infection rate. And that levels you up. So as you level up, you get more Osaka flu little clouds floating through your town. So to get to level up, you clear buildings in your own town with the little badges over them. So, you know, if somebody taps your town, it leaves a pin over one of your buildings. You just clear that. Every pin you clear gets you one step closer to leveling up. So what the Osaka flu really is it's a great way to get people to visit their neighbors and actually, you know, have that neighbor interaction. Because listen, if EA can get me to visit all my neighbors, then they're doing something right, because usually I don't visit my neighbors.
I'm concerned that when you finally level out, you get bubonic plague. I'm nervous about it. So I don't understand the reason for it. There doesn't seem to be any real reward except, oh, look, the counter is going up. It's the old thermometer thing.
You get another Osaka flu bug, and then that gives you more currency every 4 hours. But I honestly think it's more just a way to say, hey, go visit your neighbors. Go look in their towns. Because a lot of events in the past either haven't had a neighbor component.
Right.
Or if they've had a neighbor component, it wasn't necessary at all. Because honestly, I can't remember. And if you're my neighbor, you can attest to this. I can't remember the last time I actually had to go and visit my neighbors for events.
Not just the new ones.
Yeah, it's so time consuming to do it. I mean, I did it last night. I actually did it this morning, because last night I went to bed early and my timer didn't reset yet. But I did it this morning, and it took me over an hour to go through and clear. And I actually went to every single neighbor's town and did it, because I know that it benefits them. But it took me over an hour. And that's a significant chunk of time, especially when you know you have a kid and all that stuff. So
yeah, you should point out too that the other person does get a reward even if you don't get a reward. So if you have 100 neighbors, you go through all of them, the other person is still getting a reward even if you're just collecting cash. So it's worth it for your neighbor interaction, blah, blah, blah. I've divided mine up, you know, again, I'm trying to be Mr. Pragmatic and return on tapping my rot. I do a different rotation. I do 30 a day. Every day and rotate it through, and my neighbors seem to get it for the most part. But I don't know, 100 at one time is just too long. My head hurts.
Yes, but you know, I just think it's their way of getting you to visit your neighbors, giving you a benefit, you know, giving you all kinds of things. I think my camera just went out. Not 100% sure though. But
you're still there.
Can you see me?
I can see you, but I don't know.
Well, everybody else.
Comment if you can't see Alyssa.
It might be a happy day. So I do think that's their way of saying, you know, hey, go visit your neighbors. You're going to get a benefit for it. They're going to get a benefit for it. So make sure you go see all your neighbors. You actually get more event currency. Sorry, Joe. You actually get more event currency when you tap a neighbor's building than you do when you tap a tourist in your own town. So the tourist in your own town gives you 4, the neighbor's building gives you 5. That's in itself is a pretty good incentive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, pragmatically though, you don't need to do it to still finish the game unless you're really worried about crafting. That's where you need to have that happening. The pin thing, the rest of it, you're good to go. So for those of you that are freaking out that you have jobs and lives and you can't dedicate that much time, you can still probably finish it. So anyway.
What were you going to say, Joe? Sorry.
We've got Japan coming up next, and some of the people were like, hey, remember that episode where the flu came from Japan and got everybody sick? And then they figured out a neat way for everybody to play with their neighbors. Play nice. Play within the bounds of acceptable humanity. And by the way, Trey McNeil is who voiced Diabetes. So no, we will not have a voice character. And I wrote a post 3 years ago, Alyssa, about how much I wanted the voices of Trey McNeil in the game.
Yes, probably.
That was one of the first things I actually wanted. That's, yeah, petition. We want Trey McNeil.
Well, it makes no sense because she's staff, basically.
She's still a guest writer.
Daisy Duck. In the Clubhouse. So
she voices a lot of stuff. She's so talented.
Yeah. They used to want to pair.
Well, yes, I think she's voiced in. Is Daisy? I think Daisy's voiced in Disney Magic Kingdoms. I mean, it probably isn't her voice. It might be somebody else's voice. I don't know, but I do think she's voiced in that game.
Yeah.
Anyway. So before we jump to questions, I want to do two quick plugs. One, the main event contest. You guys, wow, holy lot of submissions.
A lot of reading.
Things to read.
A lot.
So, you know, we closed the event off. We closed the contest off. I transferred all that stuff to a Dropbox, sent it to Patrick, sent it to Joe. And I sent it to Bunny. So we're all going through them. I think Pat's the only one right now that picked his favorites.
I'm efficient.
So, yes. Well, I give Pat a task to do. He does it immediately because he knows that if he does it, he'll probably forget because, you know, he's the cranky old guy.
So. Wow. No, I think it's important to know that I can't be bribed because I've already done it. You guys can still be bribed.
Or it's because you fear me because I am the dictator. So
yeah, let's be honest about it.
Let's see. I had to either read about ancient Rome, the Civil War, or wonderful Simpsons ideas that would send me down a rabbit hole of imagination and ingenuity. And sorry, guys, this site's not going to feed my kids in the future. So
here's a tip off, Joe. A couple of those are actually really historically based. You might be able to do them. You might be able to get extra credit. A couple of them got great history.
And my excuse is just that, you know, I've been writing posts for this event and my brain is drained. So, we'll get through them. Yeah, we will get through them. We will do our top 10. I set a deadline for all of us. So, you know, if I don't hear back from everyone by that time, we'll still have a top 10.
I'm halfway through them.
So, we will have the top 10 posts for you guys to vote on next week. So we will stick in that timeline. It probably won't be Monday. I'm thinking Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll have that up. So just keep an eye out for that. But you guys did awesome. So many submissions, so many awesome submissions, so many great ideas. And I will try to work out a way to put the ones that don't make the top 10 on the site. As long as there were a few submissions that were like one item. Somebody sent us an email that said, hey, give us this one item. Or they were, you know, they didn't really meet the criteria. So the ones that met the criteria, the ones that people did a lot of work for, we will make sure that we get those up so people can at least see what
a couple of people did. A lot of work. I mean, like a lot of work. Yes. I was pretty impressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other plug I want to do is our next contest will be, after we wrap this one up, we're going to do a Design Addicts t-shirt contest, which I know, I think it's No More Shiny, I think it was asking when we're going to have the next Addicts t-shirt for sale. So we're going to let you guys design, or well, not come up with the saying for it, because the less that's on there, the less expensive it is. So we'll come up with the saying for it, and then that'll be our next t-shirt. So that'll be the next contest we'll do probably towards the end of February, early March. So those are the two plugs. One more reminder to make sure you do the poll in the bottom, because we'll get to that next. And then we'll just jump into the Q&A, everybody's favorite part of the show. So let's see. We have a couple questions from the announcement post. One of them I already answered because there was No More Shiny asking when the next shirt was going to come up. The other one is from Russian Tigger, which says, question for Alyssa. Well, all addicts can answer, but I highlight Alyssa as she tends to do all the day-to-day bread and butter game posts. So my question is, how do you ensure you continue to actually enjoy playing Tapped Out when you're writing about it 24/7?
Loaded question.
It's a great question. No, it's a really good question. Because it is difficult. I will tell you, I personally have moments where I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand this anymore. Because it's too intertwined, especially with something so involved. Like I'll have days and both of these guys can attest, I'll have times where I'm like, I just wish I could play an event without having to write about an event. But for me, the way I keep it more balanced is that I have two games, like more than two games, but I have two games, one that I rush for the site and one that I actually play, which is my actual, you know, that's, if you want my Springfield designing, all that stuff, that game is what kind of keeps me grounded in playing, because I play at the same pace as everyone else. I have to do everything else everyone else has to do. I don't rush anything with Donuts, well, except for an occasional, you know, task here or there, but I don't rush through it and speed through it. So I still enjoy what's being offered in the game. At the heart of it all, too, it's I enjoy playing the game. I wouldn't write about it if I didn't enjoy it. But it is frustrating to do both. I will say that. Either of you two have a...
Well, I'm just wondering, like, does Russian Tigger, like, wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers wonderful thing. Top some meta out of TTFN. Is that how they sound?
I'm fairly certain, no. Russian
Tigger with a Russian
accent. My computer screen just went dark. I've been hacked. Nice job.
The Scientologists are after us. Right.
It's funny. I'm kind of at this spot where I'm almost the opposite, where I almost would rather write about it than play it on some days. Because, I mean, the beginning of every act has its own reward, right? Because there's a lot to do. You're kind of on top. Everything's going forward. But once you get into the grinding part, it's like, you know, how many four-hour timers can I have go off? And actually be excited about the four-hour timer. I would almost rather write a random post of some sort, which I know will engage 1,000 people and yelling at me, just for fun. You know, I enjoy the fun part, the writing part.
I think it's the community that keeps us engaged, because, like, my sister, her boyfriend, my mom, my daughter, they all play, and, like, hearing them be excited about, like, oh, cool, this is new. And it's the same thing in the comments with everybody talking. Like, if you're playing the game with the community, it's so much more fun and so easy to stay invested versus, like, I see people playing, like, Clash of Castles or whatever at my work, and they're like, bah! And they hate it, but they're not talking to anybody, and they're lonely, and Simpsons is awesome, so.
Yeah. Right. I think I have more of a compulsive OCD thing about comments. It's like every time I open my computer or my phone, I have the comment section pop up. It's like, I got to clear some comments, you know, because it really is overwhelming if you don't stay on top of it.
Welcome to the madness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we went to Vegas, what was it, 3 years ago now, Joe? We literally were, like, walking through casinos moderating comments, like the three of us.
Yeah.
Or sitting at breakfast moderating comments, or sitting in Canyon moderating comments, because it was during the Easter event.
We had an event drop while we were there, so, and people were freaking out. It was crazy.
Yeah. It happened to me when I was in Hawaii. Same thing.
All right, so let's see, let's find another question here. Let's see. Safi wants to know, if I could tap and send you addicts on a flight to anywhere in the world, what one country would you want me to send you to? If you tapped on me, the country I'd currently most want to see is Peru. Start with Pat on that.
Mine's kind of self-serving. I want to go to Africa and actually see what's going on over there.
It's not self-serving. I mean,
well, it's kind of self-serving. I mean, the thing is that, you know, I'm concerned about this drought and everything else. I want to be there. I'd like to be there hands-on, be fun. But the internet connection is awful, so I couldn't moderate comments.
I think we can get some time off.
No, I'm kidding.
How about you, Joe?
Now, so my initial answer is always Okinawa, Japan. Like, I left part of my heart in that country. I lived there for 6 years. But if I have to pick somewhere else, I want to go see the big Jesus in Brazil. And, like, yeah, like, that's on my bucket list. I am going to go see the big Jesus in Brazil before I die. It's going to happen. And maybe I'll go to Sugarloaf Mountain and see Brazilian Sesame Street and... and yeah, I don't know, but I won't get a Brazilian, so no.
Brazilian.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It's a big number.
I've always wondered if never mind.
You know me.
If they actually have Brazilians in Brazil, that's my question. You know, it's like we co-opted pizza and chop suey and all kinds of things, you know, that aren't really from those native countries at all. So,
I think in Brazil they call it an American because.
It's more appropriate right now. It hurts.
Yeah.
Yes,
you guys
are
not.
Sorry.
My answer to that would be Australia.
Down under.
My husband went there in high school, and he talks about like stuff he did all the time, and it makes me very jealous and upset. So I want to go to Australia.
Australians are a blast.
I love
you. You probably get an American down under.
My thing with that though is I don't know how I do on a flight that long over. I got your joke and I'm passing over it, by the way.
I'm just so happy. I got the witness Pat get the joke.
now you didn't even lose my train of thought. Thanks, jerk.
You want to go to Australia because your family went there and that's cool stuff.
Yeah, no, I just don't know how I do on that flight because I don't know how I feel about that flying over over that much water. So
it's easy.
It's all relative.
It's easy. Take an Ambien.
A swimming pool is that much water.
I mean, it's just like you're still flying. Like it doesn't matter, Alyssa, land or water. If you hit it from the air, it's bad.
Yeah, but you can always land on land. You can't really land on water unless you
catch it. Actually, it's the opposite. Water landings are far safer than land landings if you're out in the middle of nowhere in the woods. Yeah.
Pat, Safi would like you to know that Africa is not a country, just so you know.
Oh, God, don't get me started. Neither is Australia.
I'm pretty sure.
Was he asking Safi about country? Okay.
It's Safi. He's making a joke because you said like Africa. It. Joe said good Africa catch. The last time as a good country catch. And somebody jumped on him.
Good so. Catch.
Oh, wow.
That's fine. Uganda.
Safi is making a joke, guys.
It's fine. I like Safi. It's good. It's all good. Good catch.
Yes, Safi needs to come back on Addicts Live.
Yes. Yes, that was fun. Felicia said she agrees with Wookie. I love playing Tapped Out, but I equally love being a part of the Addicts community and the TOUK community. The interaction makes the game so much more fun for me. All right, we'll do a couple more questions. Sam, everybody's favorite.
Lapdog.
Hey, be nice to Sam.
I use that term affectionately. He is the happiest. I always imagine this little happy dog. You know.
I was trying to.
For the record, Sam, I stuck up for you.
I was trying to think of a phrase for happy all the time. I was struggling in my brain. I was trying to figure out what the best, like, everyone's favorite sunny side perspective. Happy Tabitha. Yes. Pat. Wow. losing my mind. Sam wants to know, this is aimed at me, but what's your favorite Pixar film? Mine are Toy Story, Inside Out, and Up. And what would you rank the Toy Story trilogy best to worst? Sam, my favorite Pixar is always going to be Toy Story. Always. Sorry. But then I would say The Incredibles. But Toy Story ranking, I would go 1-3-2.
Yes.
That's my 1-3-2.
Yeah, four. I agree.
I'll agree with that.
Toy Story is always going to be my number one.
I'm not sure. I mean, and this is quite a compliment because I'm kind of hardcore about this stuff. I'm not sure that anything that Lasseter has done I don't love. I mean,
even he did Frozen. That's why Frozen's so good.
Yeah, no, that guy's the bomb. He's
and he wasn't
completely underrated, I think.
Sorry, Pat.
No,
he was a Jungle Cruise skipper.
What? Yeah,
he was a Jungle Cruise skipper, and he's come every once in a while. He's really like funny and personable, and
yeah.
I even liked The Good Dinosaur. Like, that got panned critically, but I really liked that movie, even though it was sort of like The Lion King with dinosaurs and T-Rex cowboys.
Everything he does has heart. But, everything he does has layers of emotion, and it's great for adults and great for kids. I mean, it's good stuff.
I will also add that I like Inside Out. You know, but we did not name Riley because of that movie, but it is a joke in our family with Riley's emotions and stuff. So I do like the movie. It's a cute movie, but it's nothing in my mind is as good as Toy Story, the original.
My favorite's Monsters and Finding Nemo.
Bubbles and Bubbles and Bubbles. So Bruder says, once we get to level 5 of the Osaka food, the zombie apocalypse starts. So watch out. Make sure you have lots of bacon for the zombie apocalypse.
Just tap on the sandwich.
Speaking of zombies, anybody watch that Netflix thing with Drew Barrymore last night?
Was it good?
It's real campy. It's kind of interesting, but it's I don't know. I watched 3 episodes back to back, and I was like, okay, I might be done with this now. So yeah,
I'm more interested in Riverdale, the subverting of Archie comics.
that's kind of hardcore. That's a weird.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Sorry. Yeah. Way off topic. It's interesting. Sorry about that.
Archie was in The Simpsons.
Brewers also says that she wants us to bring back Safi in costume. So Safi, you're on notice, you know, not like other countries, but you're on notice, Safi, that you need to come to Addicts Live. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure out your visa and it'll be fine.
Well, he is Canadian, so I don't know if he's going to be allowed in the country, but we'll figure it out.
You can't build walls in the internet unless you're on TSTO.
I'm not going there.
So one last question. One last question, then we'll get to the polls.
It's going
to
be huge.
Huge. China. All right. Huge. So, Sandra, what feature – I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Secret Service agents tapping at my door soon. Sandra, what features – Sandra asks, what feature do you most wish that WordPress would add that you could use on this site? I wish that I had the ability to change. What?
Auto answer.
Auto answer.
Search for keywords.
I would love to have the ability to kind of change the way our comments are done, because I really hate the style. I would rather use a different program for commenting. Beyond that, you know, just more control over what we can and can't do, restriction wise, but that's a factor of the fact that what we use for our platform, and we use that for our platform because we get so many hits, and I've crashed other servers before, and the site doesn't generate enough money for me to spend a couple $1,000s a month on hosting because of our traffic. Pat, anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I run, I don't know how many regular websites. This thing is really pretty much, you've dialed it in to being exactly what it needs to be for the amount of traffic you get. So any other added features would make it hardcore. I'll tell you one thing I don't like, and that is that so many readers apparently don't even read the post because they get the auto comment part. I'd like to see that eliminated. I think there should be a rule that you can't comment unless you've read the post.
Check the boxes. I agree. I read the box.
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing for me that people can get notification of comments without ever having read the post. And I think that's completely counter to the reason we have the blog. You know, the blog isn't called The Comment. It's called The Blog.
Yes.
You know? Just saying.
All right, so let's jump because we're running long. Let's jump to the Super Bowl prediction real quick. Mike, because that's what I'm going to call you. Thinks the LA Galaxy is going to win the Super Bowl. And then, all right, so the poll results are in, and you guys think, wow, it's kind of surprising. Wow. I have the results hidden, so no one can see them. But I'm just quickly looking at them, and 41% said, "What's a Super Bowl?" Which is interesting.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure a lot of those are people just doing that to be funny. But it is exactly evenly split. Now I will show you this between the Falcons and the Patriots. Exact same number of votes, exact same percentage.
Wow!
Can you guys see that?
So the question is, the question is whether the popular vote will override the Electoral College on this one. So
in this particular poll, it looks like we shouldn't have the Super Bowl because nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
No, because Lady Gaga is going to be in the halftime show.
Oh, the Falcons just got another Simpson. Vote. I mean, I would honestly
go Dirty Birds.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. There's going to be a lot of points scored. Yeah. I just want to see pretty boy Brady ground into dirt. I'm not a fan. I don't like him. Don't like him.
I mean, are you not a fan because of his political affiliation?
No, I'm not a fan because he's a cheater and he wears Uggs and skinny jeans. There you go.
All right, then. So Patrick's picking the Falcons. You have a point spread, Patrick.
I don't know. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like a 6-point spread. I don't know. That's what I'm hoping for, I guess. To be honest with you, I'm hoping for that.
31-27, Dirty Birds win it.
Okay. Well, if you know me, you know that I am a diehard New York fan, meaning that I hate anything and everything Boston. The struggle is real based on that Simpsons episode. But I despise everything Boston. So I wouldn't be upset if their stadium just turned into rubble. Obviously with no one in there. But
You are going to get a call from the Secret Service now.
I said no one in there. I just want their stadium to not exist anymore. Listen, I hate anything and everything Boston. Sorry, guys. But my prediction is going to be the Falcons just for the pure fact that I can't root for the Patriots on any. The Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, anything Boston.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man.
I honestly would be okay if the city just kind of cut itself off and, you know, flooded out into the ocean. So.
God. So you didn't see Boston strong?
I'm a diehard. New York.
You want to have your own Boston Tea Party, but instead of like dumping tea, you're dumping Boston into Boston.
Into the harbor. That's right. Yes. I'd be okay with
that. Don't worry, listen. If they knock on your door, it's not the Secret Service, it's the Scientologists.
Yes. Well, I'd be okay with Boston and sorry, Joe, maybe California just kind of
check out the news and what's on going to be on the ballot next year. It's crazy, but enough with politics. Screw politics.
Cheaters. And I think that they're unabashed cheaters. That's the point. And everybody keeps forgetting. They give Belichick a pass every time he gets caught. It drives me nuts. I don't like it, and I really don't like Tom Brady personally. I don't know. I just loved it last year when Von Miller kept crushing him play after play after play. He'd get up and he had that look on his face like, but I'm Tom Brady. Why are you hitting me? It was great. Loved it.
So you've heard it from the addicts. I think we're all rooting for the Falcons. And, you know, sorry anybody I offended about my boss. And my husband thinks I'm nuts, but I really
– You're taking the on that one.
I am a Yankee fan, you know, to the core, which extends to all things Boston. Sorry, guys.
And she's from New Jersey.
I only live like 30 minutes from Yankee Stadium. So,
are you a Jets fan or a Giants fan in football?
To be honest, I really don't like football. But I root for the Giants more so because my husband's an Eagles fan. So it's more fun to just comment him with that regard.
That's right. He's Philadelphia all the way, isn't he? He's Philly all the way.
He thinks I'm crazy because I sports team wise, I go a little too far. Listen, Riley can like any sports team she wants, but if she likes a Boston team, she may be disowned.
I was just going to say, you think? Wow.
You're welcome. See, I go the extremes. Veal, and Boston. So
yeah, it's every the thing I'm enjoying about these live posts or these live things. Every single episode, we find a new layer under the onion skin with Alyssa that we didn't know existed. I'm afraid of her more and more every time.
Jays. No Blue Jays, Safi. No Blue Jays. They're on my list.
Speaking of dirty birds.
They're on my list.
There should be no. Sorry.
I hope
the Canadians get the team in general.
Just so that I can, you know, root for a different Canadian team. Because, those Blue Jays. So much disrespect throwing stuff on the field. The Blue Jays. Anyway, I love Canadians. I just don't want the Blue Jays. Just like, I like
go people Halos. From
Boston. Yeah, don't get me started. But I really, guys, I hate every team but the Yankees. So
I know. That's what I was trying to point out.
I hate everybody. Although
it's not just Boston. She's just a Yankees fan, but it's okay because we all know how Yankees fans are. So it's okay. We love her.
Yeah.
I fit the stereotype. Yeah. Although I will say that I like because Mike Trout's on the Angels and he's a Jersey boy. I have respect for that.
And he's one of the best ballers in the game. But anywho.
And I rooted for the Phillies. Although I'm not happy because the Angels had the draft pick right before the Yankees and the Yankees were going to draft him. So. And I rooted for the Cubbies, and I rooted for the Phillies, and I thought, you know. But anyway,
I find being a Yankees fan tiring because on one hand you've got Jeter, who's probably one of the greatest real deal baseball players. He's the the modern version of
tired.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying that you're probably into that, and then you got A-Rod, and so you're going.
Listen, I'd rather root for those guys than Batista. So
so when Hall of Fame time comes, are you traditional? And I'd love to talk to your husband about this. Are you traditional about letting the steroid cheaters in? So you got Jeter, who's a real deal guy, and then you got a cheater.
It depends on my. We're going way off topic, and I apologize to everyone that's watching. This has nothing to do with TSTO, but
wrap it up.
It's good.
I will say, just so I can answer this question, it depends on the level, like how they if they cheated for sure, or if it's suspect. Like Bagwell, I have no issues with Bagwell being a Hall of Fame, even though it's suspect that Bagwell has cheated. Clemens and Bonds, yes, they likely both probably cheated, but there is no physical, they never admitted to it. That's where I am with that. A-Rod, no, he should not be in the Hall of Fame. Obviously Jeter should be in the Hall of Fame. Mo should be in the Hall of Fame. Trevor Hoffman should be in the Hall of Fame. But I also think that Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. So.
Yeah, I think Pete Rose,
big argument with my husband and I.
Well, that's because
I agree with your husband.
Your Boston thing's okay because Wookiee hates every Philly team. I love Uncle Buck, but I hate every Philly team, all of them. I despise them. The city of brotherly love, it could go join Boston in the harbor. So,
And on that note, now that we've alienated two cities in America.
What I'm finding fascinating is me, the cranky old guy, the most reviled, hardcore, mean-spirited person, according to about 90% of our readers, is actually the nicest guy of the three of you. I don't hate anybody.
Only when it comes to sports.
Well, except for Tom Brady.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
Oregon Ducks suck. Look at his face.
Guys.
Look at his face.
No, I agree. Right now, they totally suck right now. We're going through Taggart
we've gone right off the rails here. So we can continue this conversation off air. But we're gonna sign off now. So we've been for an hour. So everyone have a good week. We're gonna be back. We have a couple conflicts in 2 weeks. We'll be back on the 25th of February. So 3 weeks. We're keeping our promise of twice a month, but it'll be February 25th will be the next Addicts Live. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Have fun, and we'll we'll see you all in the comments, and have a good rest of your Saturday.
Later.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.